You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
I'm So Much Love. That's actually a Graveyard Radio discovery, as was the previous track, For Love by Lush. That's a bit of a preview for what's coming up next. Thanks, shout out to Madison, who's out there in Radioland, for helping me get back on air and for letting me use some of her tracks that are pre-queued. So particularly that great track from Depeche Mode, People Are People. Highly prized. There was some Run DMC and Beastie Boys in there as well. And then my show got started. And yeah, I'm trying to sort of roll back the clock to the days when I used to every week run down the city streets from record store to record store, and you know, all the people would know me and they'd be like, oh, you'll love this, you know, and they knew my taste, which, as you might already be able to tell, is kind of poppy, indie, very melodic, but definitely not too clean. We started out with quite a few guitar tracks. So the Dam Builders' Shrine is from their Encendidor album of 1994. For Love was on the Chow album by Lush from 1992. And that track, the last one, The Muffs, Everywhere I Go, is from their self-titled album, which came out in 1993. And they actually inspired Green Day and Green Day's first album. Green Day's entire sound was heavily borrowed from Kim Shattuck's band. Kim actually said that she started The Muffs because she couldn't stand the idea of Red Hot Chili Peppers being the band of LA. And that's kind of a sentiment I very much inspire. But we'll move away from the guitars for a bit, and we will move on to a track also picked up. Strangely, this one is from Missing Link. I was recommended this. I was really into Stereo Lab, and this new EP had come out, which was a combination from the band Ui and Stereo Lab. And they got together and recorded a whole bunch of Brian Eno tracks. This is St. Elmo's Fire. Thank you.
3CR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
We had a fun little electronic break there. That last track was from Takako Minakawa and her track Fantastic Cat, if you couldn't guess. It's actually a remix from her Recubed EP, and it's kind of an amazing EP. And I was so sad to see that it's not available on, like, you know, Apple Store or wherever. Only her collaborations are available online now, so she doesn't seem to be selling her solo stuff anymore. But there's remixes on this Recubed EP by, that one was by Pulsars, but also Trans Am, Porta Static, Buffalo Daughter. She certainly has an array of amazing friends who've done a couple of remix EPs of her stuff. But her stuff solo is really amazing too, so I'm quite sad to see that she's not releasing that, you know, more broadly. Before that, we had another Japanese artist, Tsujiko Noriko, and her track White Film off her, I think, third album, Shoujo Toshi. She started out just doing, you know, electronic sound stuff, and then she slowly grew in confidence. And now she makes, well, at this point in her career, she made just such weird experimental stuff. I can't quite get my head around how it's done, but then beautiful melodic tracks over the top. So I always get that album stuck in my head when I hear it. And we opened up there with Ui Lab and their cover of St. Elmo's Fire, a favourite I have played a couple of times on 3CR before. We're going to move on to some different choices. The next band coming up also I find very hard to define. This is a band blonde redhead who have been going for a very long time, and I'm actually really pleased to hear that they're still releasing new stuff. But I can't go past this particular one track that was handed to me. It's called Missile Plus Plus, and it's from their In an Expression of the Inexpressible album from 1998. And this their new stuff that they're making is still just as sort of indefinable and crunchy and magical and strange. Anyway, I hope you like this track as much as I did.
Yeah.
That's the Swirlies there. They're a band from Boston. They relocated for a little while to New York, but I think they're back in Boston now, and they are playing quite regularly. I think they tend to do an East Coast tour and then a West Coast tour each year. So that's in the States. I might have to fly myself over there and just follow them for a couple of months. I think that would be a lot of fun. They're one of the few bands that really seem to combine really chaotic guitars and beautiful melodies, and then lots of electronic sampling and synthesizers. So it's kind of my ideal. They inspired me a hell of a lot. I actually am really into the Boston scene. And when I was a very, very, very young'un, I got to go there because my uncle lived there. And I got to see one of my favorite bands called Fuzzy play. And they were so kind. They invited me. I was underage, and they're like, we'll take you home, their home. And we sat over a dining table talking about our favorite bands. And I said, okay, what bands do I not know about in Boston? Because with, you know, the big guns like Dinosaur Jr. and Pixies, Breeders, Lemonheads, everything else just kind of didn't get much attention. And so the Swirlies was one of their recommendations. And the band I opened up with, the Dam Builders, was another one. And another one is Helium. So I highly recommend checking out Helium, Mary Timoney. She's well known more solo now. So I'm going to close out the show now. I'm going to finish up with another of my favorite bands, but far more on the synth side. And then we'll be hearing from Queering the Air. I know Madison's on with a couple of friends, so I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for having me. This is my all-time favorite record store rec, and very hard to find these days. Everybody goes, oh yeah, I know Add Into X. But nobody seems to play them. So enjoy this track. It's Revenge of the Black Regent.
Mm-hmm.